What's up, Omaha? This is your friendly neighborhood realtor, John Mogg. Today we're going to be talking about appraisals. This is a very important topic to cover because it hits both the buying and selling side of the current real estate market. What exactly is a home appraisal? Well, it is the maximum amount that a bank is willing to loan on a property. And they come up with this number. They have professional appraisers come in and they're going to be analyzing what has sold in the neighborhood in recent history, what is currently pending on the neighborhood, and what is for sale in the neighborhood, and then do comparables between what is available. Not all neighborhoods are exactly the same, and in the current market is making very difficult for appraisers to get a lot of information. So that is causing complications for both the buyer and seller. The first thing we're going to be talking about is the buyer. When you write your contract, it's going to be conditional upon financing. And what that really means is that the bank is willing to finance the property up to a certain point, which is the appraised value of your house, not the market value on which you are willing to pay for the house. That being said, in the current market, if you've been bidding on houses or even new construction, you're running into this problem with escalation clauses. Let's run this example. So you are in that $200,000 range and you bid up to $220,000. Well, the appraisal is going to be coming back or building at $200,000. Or you build at $230,000 or you bid up to $230,000. Well, the appraisal comes back on that specific property at $210,000, $10,000 below what you are approved or what you have promised on the contract. And as buyers, unless your contract specifically states that you are not going to cover the difference in appraised value, technically you are on the line for that loan amount. That being said, that's the reasoning behind that is you're signing that conditional upon financing. Well, financing technically did not fail. Financing said that they would finance up to $210,000 of that $220,000. And you signed a legally binding contract to pay $220,000 for the property. The seller can come back and attempt or sue you for that $10,000 difference or more if they have to put it back on the market. That being said, that same exact sample, $10,000 difference, they put it back on the market and they only get $205,000 for the house instead of the $210,000 that you had the house appraised at. Well, now they can come back and get you for that $15,000 difference in cash. Even though you did not have a house, even though you may not have the money, they can come back and try to sue you for the difference. A lot of times there's a lot of challenges that go with that, but is $15,000 worth it to some sellers? Yes, it is. And that's going to come back to contract details. It is very important that your realtor is going over these contract details so that it is conditional upon financing and then also conditional on appraised value. There is very specific verbiage that can protect you as a buyer so that you are not dragged down with the purchase price and not having to pay a huge amount of cash over appraised value. If you're comfortable paying over appraised value, you're comfortable paying certain things, you write that specifically in the paperwork so you never have to pay more than that amount in difference. If you do not have it in writing, it doesn't exist. That's a lot of great information for sellers. As we're switching into this, is the biggest thing with appraisals for sellers is that you cannot be greedy in today's market. Contract details are everything and make a huge impact on how clean the sale of your house is going to be and how much equity that you're actually going to be able to walk away with. If you put your house at the top of the market and try being greedy with the market and not allowing the market to do its own thing in determining the value, you're going to end up with fewer contracts and they're not going to be as high a quality as if you were to put a competitive starting price on your house and allowing the market to dictate the price. Let's go back to that example of that $200,000 house we talked about early. So, as a listing agent, or what you should be talking to with your listing agent is, hey, what has sold in my neighborhood over the last 3 months? How do they compare it to my house? Here's the top of the, you should have photos and information from the house that sold for the most and the house that sold for least. And then you and your agent should be having a discussion about where your house sits compared to those, and determine if you want to fix anything in your property so that you can maximize your equity and do those small repairs that you want to do. Through that conversation, you're going to see really where most houses are being listed in your neighborhood and be able to determine, you know, this is how I'm going to get the most eyeballs, this is how I'm going to get the most contracts on my house. Because ultimately, the more contracts you have, the better negotiating power you are going to have as a seller. And that's going to be a huge marketing point that you need to focus on with your realtor. Because he's going to be the professional that can get the back end information and not that front end junk that Aunt Karen told you that your house should sell for. You need the actual numbers and the actual information to maximize your equity out of your house and make the process as smooth as possible. And from the contracts, you will be able to see what the appraised value should probably be around, and then you'll be able to accept the contracts that protect you the most as a seller so that you don't get screwed in the end. I'm saying this now. So we're going back to that $200,000. Someone offers $220,000. Awesome. Appraisal comes back a week, 4 days before you close on the house. Guess what? It's $10,000 less than what you thought. But what does the contract say? Does it get you that extra $10,000? Does it get you more? Does it provide you with, does it make it easy for you to sell your house? Because if you don't have the legal backing to force any of this, or have the knowledge of how the contract is actually being written, because that's why we're having weekly meetings about the legal verbiage on these contracts, so that we, as your agent, can understand and represent you and protect you. So that you're not coming away with, oh, well, I thought that I was going to get $10,000 more on the sale of this property. Wait a second, where did it go? That's where you're going to really need an agent that's going to take the time and talk to you about what the verbiage means, what the numbers actually mean, and how to protect yourself. And going on to the next step, we talked about buyers and sellers. Now we're talking about new construction. A lot of people are switching that way, but the exact same thing is happening with construction due to different reasons: labor costs, material costs, and shortages on a lot of different things for new construction, so that they are actually writing in an escalation clause into the contracts in case appraisal comes back low, for when items are actually dropped off, or when they can actually schedule in people to come and finish the work. So that's going to be a very important part of contracts that you need to be analyzing on new construction as well, because you could end up just like the home buyer, just like the seller, where you're owing a lot more money than what you thought you would on this property, and now you're $10,000 cash over appraised value day one on the house. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was pretty serious. These are some of the one of the big topics that you need to know more about and need to be talking to your real estate agent about. If you ever have any questions or concerns about appraisals, feel free to reach out. My contact information is below, and have a great rest of your day.